Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now, just beginning her third term as mayor of hard-hitting New Britain. You hate that, don't you, Mayor? I see you were looking for a town slogan. I was talking to George Springer a couple of days ago, had an interview with him, and he's saying hard-hitting New Britain. Everybody says hard-hitting New Britain. What's wrong with that?
Well, when you're talking about referring to sports, yes, that's where we gained that nickname, but not when you're talking about, you know, everything else.
Oh, come on. No, you're hard-hitting. You've got the, you know, you've got the American Museum of American Art. Yeah, that's hard-hitting. You've got, I mean, you've got all kinds of things that are hard-hitting out there. Come on.
We do, unfortunately. It has a negative connotation to it, and that's just what we're trying to get away from.
Well, I thoroughly disagree with you on this. I'm sorry. You know, just forget about running for governor. It ain't going to happen. We'll do everything we can to shoot you down. It's going to happen. You won't go for that hard hitting thing. Well, you're no fun. I mean, it's George Springer, for God's sake. I mean, you know, come on. Well, all right.
Well,
all right.
He is hard hitting with a baseball bat, and he's got it all. He's got it all. But, you know.
All right. Well, if Paul Manafort is, well, you know, Paul Manafort, you could go hard hitting. I mean, you've got to. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Let's forget that.
It's been an interesting couple of weeks for New Britain, hasn't it?
Well, and it has been. And there was an election. You are now in the in your third term. The Court of the Common Council, though, went Democratic, did it not?
Yeah, not by much. It is now 9-6. So we are right back to where I started in 2013. Same makeup of the council back then. So it's good. It's healthy. That's what true bipartisanship needs to be, and I'm looking forward to working with them.
Well, and I will say this. I mean, one thing that should be, you know, noted is that, you know, you've dealt with the unions in the town, in the city. You've done that. You got a lot of stuff done in your first term with a Democratic Court of the Common Council. Absolutely. I mean, it seems to me that you are pretty good at making deals.
Well, it's about building relationships.
Compromising.
Compromising, about building relationships. And when it's hard to argue a negative side of all the great things that we're doing for the community, and I think everybody collectively wants to be on board with that, and I wouldn't anticipate that to change with this new council. We also have a lot of new people who have never served before, so that's also exciting when you're looking at people this is their first entrance into local politics, and that's always good as well.
Well, you can break them in.
Well, they have there's going to be a large learning curve, and I anticipate that they'll be asking a lot of questions, and that's great.
So let's talk about some of the issues that are facing New Britain. I mean, seriously, and I will give you credit, I think under your leadership, I mean, there have been some major progress made within the city, but what are the issues that lie ahead?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. When there's many issues that lie ahead, and a lot of it revolves around finances. It's very difficult to be a city in the state of Connecticut these days, with your revenues shrinking, and you know the state's situation certainly doesn't make it any easier. So we're going to continue looking for sustainable revenue options, and whether that means, you know, it's all revolved around economic development at the end of the day,
right.
Because we need to increase our tax base. You know, 47% of all property in town is not taxable, and that's a very difficult issue to combat. So that's certainly on the horizon. You know, second is with our education system as well. You know, I've been working hand in hand with our superintendent. We know we have a lot of work to do when it comes to increasing opportunities for our children and ensuring that every child has, you know, access to the best education possible. We'll continue doing that. We're continuing with our master plan for development as well, and I think that's going to be one of the biggest cornerstones of the next 2 years.
One of the problems you have in the educational system is that there are any number of students, a considerable number, where it's basically English as a second language.
Absolutely, and it makes it more difficult, but also costs twice as much to educate a student with English as a second language because they have to be put in a special programming. But we have a good plan in place. We just have to execute right. that.
Well, you know, it's weird. I mean, you just mentioned that in passing, 47% of the property is off the, you know, off the tax rolls. Hartford's at 51, 52. Yeah. So you're not far behind Hartford. What is it? State stuff? Is it University, Central Connecticut State University? What is it?
Absolutely. You've got the university. We've got the courthouse in town. We have hospitals in town. Between all the churches and cemeteries, you name it, they don't pay anything in. And it makes it very difficult for us to sustain. However, they don't pay anything in, but yet they use our police, our fire, our EMS.
Right.
So arguably, an argument could be made that perhaps a portion should be paid. I caught a lot of flack earlier last year for sending out a letter to all of the properties that do not pay taxes, asking them for a donation into the general fund. And I got some very negative feedback back on that one. But
see, you can talk to your father about that. He knows how that works. Hey, he wasn't afraid to throw it out there. Hey, just very quickly, when are you going to decide what you're going to do?
Well, we have our inauguration coming up on Tuesday, so we're going to get through that.
Okay, get through that.
I will say that by the first of the year, we'll have a decision.
You'll let us know,
I absolutely will.
All right, Mayor, take care of yourself. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to the next 2 years.
Well,
maybe
I hope.
Less.
We'll see. Well, oh, maybe less.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.